Carrie and Tommy have a stack of laughs for you in this podcast all sorted. And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday. How are we, guys?
Was my microphone just on when I was going dun 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 dun
yeah,
dun dun? I did not
late.
Know that. Okay.
You do it every day.
Do what?
Obviously, your microphone's obviously off, but we get that. We get that treat every day.
Yeah, isn't it a bit fun when it's just
us? Treat.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm getting better. Do you believe in love after love after love after love?
Maybe you're in the wrong octave. I've thought about this a bit after
what
we
do you mean?
Our singing.
We know I'm in the wrong octave.
Maybe you need to play down below.
If I was in the right octave, wouldn't it be good? Oh, do you mean play down while I squeeze my nuts so I get higher?
No,
oh, funny.
As in like alto.
What's
no,
alto?
Is alto high?
I don't
Soprano,
know.
No, soprano's high. Alto's low.
Alto. So something low.
Do you believe?
Gross. That wasn't me, by the way. That was Carrie.
But try something like...
And I'm feeling good. Dun, dun, dun.
That's not a good example because that guy.
Because that guy.
I like the riff though. That was
Michael
good.
Michael Bublé, I think. Dan, oh, do you want me to shred?
Yeah.
Start
I'm trying
to the
think
show.
Of a good song.
Hey, what about the woman that was
a
mistake? What about the woman that was a mistake for a minivan?
Are we going to do that?
I think so. Why? Are you scared about how we can talk about it?
I think you're just going to say she's fat. And I don't think it's very kind.
Because how dare you? How dare you?
It was not what you were going to say?
It was because what it was on her T-shirt, not because of the size. Oh, my gosh, Bickers. That is...
We'll see. Are we going to get to that later?
I don't know. We might get kicked off air before then if you keep
next,
up with this.
So I am going to share with you the disappointment in the bedroom last night in my household. And it was me. I'm going to own it.
You're disappointed.
Let the team down.
Oh, did you? Good to see we're talking about the swingers again.
In the boudoir.
Are we talking a mixed netball team? How many are we talking? One in the centre, two on the wings?
No, there was just two
on
of
the
us.
Bench.
Really? A couple on the bench, yeah. Oranges at quarter time. Anyway, we'll find out about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I have been waiting for Succession to come back.
Yes.
TV show. Like a long time.
Yeah.
I binged it all and then I had to wait months and months and it's been a real dry spell.
What is this music that you're playing?
The Succession music.
Is it? Yeah. I thought you were just tinkering away on a keyboard.
Have you not seen Succession?
Oh, I saw a couple episodes.
Why have you not watched it? You should watch it. You're in the media.
I'm not in a rich family that are after each other and have weird sexual tension.
No, most people aren't. You're not a murderer and half the movies you watch are about murders.
Hey, half the movies I watch are about
murder. Well,
the
murders. TV shows.
Mate,
all
I get so scared of everything. I can only watch Ozark half an hour at a time.
And you're not a gangster. Exactly. Yeah. Like, all the things you watch, you're not.
Well.
Watch Succession.
Hang on.
It's about
said it was,
media empires.
Well, hang on. I didn't say I've got nothing to relate to it. I just said I didn't think it was that. Anyway, good.
You didn't think it was that good. Anyway. It's been a dry spell in our house because there's been no Ozarks, there's been no Yellowstone, there's been no Succession. I finished all these great series and then I've been waiting for them to come back.
I just wish you'd get over your racism and watch Squid Game.
No, I tried Squid Game. It was too full on for me.
It is pretty full on. That's fair.
My 14-year-old watched it though. But I'm too scared.
After he sent you to bed.
Anyway, finally Succession came back on our screens and it was a date. Chris and I had put it in our diaries. Yes. We were ready to go last night. Finished the washing up. Got home from the project. Finished the washing up and went, all right, ready to do this. Got into bed. Yep. So excited. Lay down on the pillow and I reckon... maybe 5.5 minutes in, he turned to me and I was, I'd fallen fast asleep.
Good.
I waited 3.5, 4 months to last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I waited 15 years to last less than that.
What has happened to me? Like, I can't even stay awake for a TV show.
Yes. I mean, is that your review of the new season?
No, I was loving it. I was absolutely enthralled.
Yeah,
I
mean, again, parallels are wild. And so what do you want to know from
people?
So
then Chris kept watching a little bit of it. So now I have to do a bit of catching up. He says he didn't watch the whole
app. He kept watching it.
I think he may have watched the
whole. Well, you know how to check. Just go into the account.
Yes, that is true.
This is,
Anyway, I will go.
Would you ever use a separate account or a separate you know how you have profiles in your account?
Yes.
To not let your partner know that you've watched more episodes.
It's all way too much effort. I'd just say I've watched
it. You can barely stay asleep for one episode. I don't know why I'm thinking you'll stay asleep through switching profiles and skipping through.
I'd end up like setting Evie's up with Squid Game or something. Yeah, yeah. Like, Mum, what's this hectic show? Anyway, it was just such a long build up for such a fizzle.
Yes, I know.
And I feel like this would happen often.
Yeah, it does.
And I'd love to know on 13...
1060. Are you some impersonator wearing a Carrie Bickmore mask?
Just fall asleep.
Have we got someone from community radio that stumbled in here with a Carrie costume?
I almost said the number again of the other two.
Yeah. The place where you worked 10 years ago.
13, 1060.
Yeah. We'll get there, mate. 13, 1060. Can you host a radio show? And are you free from 3 to 6 on weekdays?
The longest build up for something you waited years for 15. for the quickest little waste of time fizzle.
Yeah. Apologise straight afterwards.
Carrie and Tommy. We'll take your calls.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, the very funny Stephen Curry, is going to be joining us soon.
Cuz.
How long did you wait for something for it to be an absolute fizzle?
I told you, 15 years.
I waited a good 3 or 4 months for Succession to come back on TV. I had nothing to watch, and I settled in last night for the first ep, and about 5 minutes in, I was snoring loudly.
But you still watched 3 hours of Brekkie TV this morning.
Yeah, but it's hard to watch Succession with the kids around.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at least I can watch a bit of Koshy, you know?
Yes, I just meant it's funny what makes you fall asleep, isn't it?
Yeah, Koshy doesn't, but Succession.
Koshy really gets you going for the day. Win the morning, win the day. Thanks, Koshy.
Joy, what did you just build up forever to and it was a bit of a fizzer?
Oh, no, I thought so, but I can't believe you missed it.
Oh, was it good? Are you talking about Succession last night, Joy?
Oh, absolutely. And I was waiting too, but I watched it religiously and then watched it twice on the binge as well. And, I watched it at 12:30 yesterday.
Wow.
In the day?
12:30, yeah, in the day.
Oh, well, isn't that a little fun thing to do with your afternoon, Joy? Guys, I'm not coming to the meeting tomorrow. I'm going to go watch Succession.
We'll have to send someone around because you've fallen asleep again. Because, Joy, tell me, is it one of these things where it's coming out weekly or is it you can watch
more?
Oh, it's weekly.
Yeah, no, it's weekly. Weekly every Monday, 12:30 and 8:30.
Jeez, I should hire you to do the PR, Joy. That's real good.
I don't work for Fox. I certainly don't. I'm a disability support worker.
Oh, good on you, Joy.
Let's go to... Good, Joy's got me. Oh, Joy. G'day, Veronica.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Yes, so good. What did you wait for a long time to do and then it was no good?
I wanted to see Meatloaf for a long, long time, you know, the old Meatloaf.
Of course.
Get out of hell, all that stuff.
Yeah.
How long did you wait to go see him?
Years and years, like I'm 46 now, 48, sorry. So years and years.
Yeah.
I always liked him, you know.
And it was the infamous grand final performance?
Oh, just after that it was, yes.
Oh, you saw that and went, yeah, I'll still go to a concert.
Well, pretty much. I just liked him a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So what happened when you got there, Veronica?
He was just shit.
What'd you say, Veronica? He couldn't even speak, is that what you said?
He couldn't speak. I'm telling you, the girl that he sings with, she was brilliant. She was totally amazing. He ended up walking on stage after the first song.
Mate, I know something about performing with a good woman when I can barely speak.
Big J's back.
G'day,
Big J, talk to us.
Yes, good afternoon, Curry. Love to speak to you again, Tommy. How you going, mate?
Good, brother. What did you wait for and it fizzled?
High school graduation and schoolies. Complete waste of time.
Schoolies? What do you mean? I had the best time of my life in school.
I went to schoolies for a day. Everyone's sitting around just bored out of their brains going, what are you clowns doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. So I said, well, buggies, I'm going to the gym. I've got a bodybuilding competition to prepare for.
Big J, are you a bodybuilder?
I was. I'm retired now, but I was a bodybuilder back in the day and a stripper and a few other things. So.
Wow.
And if you ever need a co-host, I'm available right here and now.
Good man. Did you get a job? Any jobs? You said you went and hit the gym. Was there any stripping work at schoolies yourself?
Once I got out of high school, yeah, I had a friend of mine that led me into it. I stripped a few mates' girlfriends' places, weddings, all that sort of stuff. And when I turned 20, I said, yeah, nah, fuck it.
At weddings?
Gave it away.
Yeah.
I've never been to a wedding where a stripper's walked out big day.
I mean, hands night, not a wedding.
Oh, sure.
Do you take, I do, dun, 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 dun.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and very soon we're going to give someone a shot at $1 million. But guys, something that never goes out of style, giving blood.
Yes, and this is great. If you book a blood donation at Australian Red Cross Lifeblood before the 14th of November and you grab the ultimate life-saving accessory, how good is this, Bickers? The True Colours Bandage.
Yeah, the series is back for 2021 with a new lineup of six Aussie artists and these amazing bandage designs. So you get the bandage, they not only make you look good, they do good as well. And yes, it also means you can walk around going, yeah, guys, I gave blood.
Yeah, I saved lives.
You can call 13 14 95 or search Give Blood to book your donation today. Give life, give blood.
Up next, one of the funniest men on the planet.
Yes.
I'm calling it.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, coming up next, guys, we're going to try and give away $1 million.
And one of the best, Stephen Curry, is on the line. G'day, Cars.
How are ya?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, Lou. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Lou.
Hey,
Lou.
Hey, Lou. You were so concentrating on something else then, weren't you, Carrie?
Yes. You know what I was deciding? I couldn't work out whether to go with Cuz, like Tommy had, or Stephen. So
Cuz.
I was like,
come
hey,
on.
Lou.
Come on. We've met enough times now, Carrie. It's Cuz all the way. Come on.
It just feels weird me calling you Cuz. Like, so would you call me
Bickers?
Like Kaz?
I'll call you Bickers. What did you get at school?
Don't ask that.
Gary, the first person that ever called
Gary?
Me.
How'd they come up with that?
Husey was the first person to ever call me Kazza. No one used to call me Kazza except for Husey.
You're not a Kazza.
But no, you're a Bickers. You're a Bickers,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, you call me.
You're
Tommy
a classic
Bickers.
Bickers.
Am I? Cool. Yeah, good.
All right, good.
Glad we've sorted that out.
We'll get our own show, Cars and Bickers in the Morning. Look out, Tommy. Oh, sorry. Are we live?
I assumed I was the and in that.
With. You're the with. Yeah, with Tommy Little.
With others.
On Friday mornings.
Yeah. Talk to us about what you've been up to. You've been beavering away in lockdown, haven't you?
Oh, my God. Beavering away. I have been beavering away. I've moved up to the country and I've learned how to build stuff, which is good. I built a tiki bar in my backyard.
Oh.
I'm so happy that came out with tiki bar, because when you said build stuff, I was like, oh gosh, is this going to be a spice rack or something equally boring? Tiki bar?
No, mate, it's a tiki bar. It's a tiki bar.
What happens at the tiki bar?
Stays at the tiki bar. You're absolutely right, Bickers. No, look, it's great. We figured they shut down the pub.
So, but with lockdown, people haven't really been able to hang out. So have you been just standing in this tiki bar on your own?
Yeah, just crying. But that's me usually. But it actually gets me out of the dark room. I usually sit in a dark room and rock to and fro crying. So it's actually been nice to be out in the fresh air doing the same thing.
It's so hard to appear unhappy holding a tiki glass, though, isn't it?
It is, though, isn't it? We've got a whole bunch of them, too. You mark my words, we've got a whole bunch of tiki mugs.
Why did you move to the country?
Who wants to live in the city? Seriously. It's like apart from you guys. But we were in a tiny little box in East St Kilda, and it was great, but our kids were going bonkers and they were sending us nuts. And we've been talking for years about moving to the country, and what we thought we'd do is just wait until the land prices get really, really high, and then we'd buy. We always say buy high, sell low. And I always measure once, cut twice. I'm that kind of guy. It's great. Yeah. Works out a trick.
Can you tell us about this exciting new Australian comedy series,
Spreadsheet,
which is why you're here.
The actual reason why we're talking. That's right. Sorry. I think we've done a lot of interviews together. I don't think we've ever actually talked about the thing I'm meant to be talking talking about.
Well, let's start. Let's turn over a new leaf. Is that the expression?
It's a sexy new series. I'm not going to read this off the sheet they gave me. All right, it's a sexy new series about starring Catherine Parkinson, of course, from the IT Crowd, one of my favourite people in the world, apart from you, Tommy, of course, who basically gets divorced and ends up going and she sets up a spreadsheet of dudes she wants to bang. Basically.
Right.
Are you one of them? I'm one of those people because I know what you're thinking, Vickers. You see my face and you think that guy's going to be cast in a role where he gets heaps of sex. That's what you think, isn't it?
Look, don't make me say you're a good-looking man, but you're a good-looking man, Stephen. You're searching for compliments. Of course, I've seen the lineup of all the guys in this. You should be there. You look like
You should be there.
You should be there.
You should have been there.
No, Carl, you should have been there.
You also got formal. You're a good-looking man, Stephen.
I did go a bit formal. You went a bit formal. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've gone from Carl's back to Stephen. We've taken three steps back here.
Hello. Bro, I've got a question for you because I was so excited that you were coming on the show today. And then when I realised that it was for spreadsheet, I got a bit confused because I've been seeing ads for this on telly. You're not in the ads.
Mate, how about this? I'm not even in the first two episodes. I'm in one scene across the first two episodes. Right? So it's, as we've always said, Tommy, it's bullcrap, my bit. bullcrap. So I think anyone who wants to watch the first two episodes, it's just as context for when my character starts becoming good.
They're saving the best for last, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. No, it's good. It is. It's a cracking series. It's really funny and it's written. It's actually an autobiographical piece from the writer Taylor Ellis, who, I tell you what, when she got divorced, she put it out there. She hasn't told me exactly which bits are autobiographical, but boy, oh boy. She made up a lost time.
The exciting new Australian comedy series, Spreadsheet, will be streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus from tomorrow.
Stick around till F3, otherwise you won't get F3.
If you were thinking what I need in my house is one more platform, get Paramount Plus.
There's two things you need in your life. It's Paramount Plus and a tiki bar.
I've got both. You should come over. You'd love it, Tommy.
Thanks, Cuz.
Thanks,
legends.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Oh yeah, Phoebe, $1 million sounds pretty good, don't you reckon?
It sounds very sweet. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the sweet cash, Phoebes?
Oh, well, it's pretty large. You know, I always thought I'd say shoes, booze and waste the rest. Or something like that.
That's very similar to a George Best quote.
Yes. But you always said you would say that, but what's the reality of what you will do with it?
Oh, probably. My twins are about to get their P's, actually, so I did say if I won it, I'd buy them a car each.
Oh.
Would you buy them matching cars?
Oh, I don't know if they'd go for that, but I feel like I should upgrade my car because I've been through the torture of teaching two kids to, you know, drive.
Absolutely.
What are you cruising around in at the moment, Phoebs?
Prado.
Okay, what do you want to upgrade to?
Oh, a better Prado.
I was going to say. Well, let's see if we can get you the better Prado.
All right, so you've got 30 seconds to answer all these 10 questions, Phoebe. We'll take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. If you don't have an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if we've got time, and your time will start at the end of the first question, all right?
Sure, thank you.
And your letter for today, well, this is a good one. It's T for Tommy.
T for Tommy.
That's good luck.
Phoebe, good luck. We hope you win. Are you ready to go?
I am so ready.
Name something you have for breakfast.
Toast.
A bathroom item.
Towel.
A number.
Two.
A camping item.
Torch.
Something inside your mouth.
Tongue.
A clothing item.
T-shirt.
A car part.
Tow bar.
Something you watch.
Television.
A Hollywood actor.
Tom Hanks.
A musical instrument.
Trombone. Is that it?
Is that it? Is that
oh my God, I get it!
You absolutely smashed that, Pete.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
You were the most composed person I've ever heard.
You know what? You know why? Because I think it's like free money. So if you get it, that's great. But it's, you know, like it's just a bonus. So I was trying not to get too nervous.
Oh, Phoebe, we've played this game with lots of people and most of them have sucked. So it's not as easy as you think it is, Phoebe. You smashed it. Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Do you know what this means, Phoebe? Oh. We're going to see you on $1 million Day. $1 million could be yours.
Well, I won't be that composed on $1 million Day. I can tell you this right now. But that's so $10,000 is amazing.
Thieves. 10 grand is amazing.
I know we asked you about the $1 million bucks. What are you going to spend 10 grand on?
Oh, you know, I'm getting built-in wardrobes put in my house as we speak. And I literally was thinking, oh, shivers, I better get some money for the wardrobe. I'll be paying for my wardrobe.
Thieves, congratulations. 10,000 bucks is yours and a chance at being a millionaire.
Oh, my God. That's so exciting. Thank you so much for calling me.
T for Tommy. He was lucky.
Yes. I'll tell you what. If you're thinking that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Have we got a clue for tomorrow morning?
We do, but it is coming up a bit later in the show. Everyone else, make sure you sign up if you haven't yet. What are you doing? Download
it's
the listener
easy.
App for free. Search Carrie and Tommy. Fill out the form and that could be you.
Carrie and Tommy.
And if you're just joining us, whoa.
10 grand.
More than that, a chance
to
be a millionaire.
That was so fun. Giving away money is awesome.
I know.
It also turned me into a bird.
Did it? Let's check the tape quickly.
A Hollywood actor.
Tom Hanks.
A musical instrument.
Trombone. Is that it?
I don't know.
I promise I won't make that noise on $1 million Day.
That should be it. That should be the calling card for the $1 million bucks.
Is that it? Is it? Oh, it's terrible.
Have we got actual seagulls there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
It's actually very good, isn't it?
I mean, not
good. If I was
good.
Trying
yes,
to be a
sorry.
Seagull,
it's very
it's
seagull.
Hey, do you want a clue for tomorrow morning's 8 a.m. $1 million
I've got one, please.
Milky Way.
Ooh, like the chocolate bar or the galaxy.
Yes.
Which
could
one?
Be either.
Okay. That is for tomorrow morning's 8 a.m. $1 million alpha bucks. Up next, though, we're asking idiot adults what they learnt from reading their kids' books. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon across the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think I may owe someone an apology. I said just before that song that we are going to talk about the topic of what do idiot parents learn from reading their kids' books. And then you both kind of looked at me blankly, and by both, I mean Carrie, you, and our boss of the show, Sonda. And Son, you said, I thought we were doing overachieving parents.
what we're doing is idiot parents.
Are we? We are.
But does Son know the idiot parent story is her?
No, I don't know. Is it the
Am
same
I the
story?
Idiot?
I think it's the same story.
No.
Is it?
So the overachieving parent bit was the fact that she's an amazing, Sonda is an amazing parent.
This idiot over here.
She was at my house the other day when we were working and I had to duck out and go do some homeschooling. And then before I knew it, Sonda was homeschooling my daughter. And her patience, I'm not sure if it was just because it was my child and not her child, but her page, the thing she spoke to Evie about, and then they started sketching fruit bowls and they were talking about fruit. It was all a lot.
Did you?
It was a lot in a very positive way, but made me feel like a terrible parent.
But this might get some back for you because, Son, I have no doubt that you're an amazing parent, but I also know one fact about you, and I think this might factor into your decision and choice of activities with Evie. Did you draw with Evie? Because you are a very good drawer. Did you want to show Evie how good you were at drawing?
Once she said to me once, wow, you're brilliant. I was like, let's keep doing this.
I mean, they sketch for a good hour and a half.
And after this, Evie, do you want to produce radio shows together?
But that's what we were going to talk about, overachieving parents. However, I mean, weirdly, they are kind of related because we got talking today about how Son also reads with her son Henry, but she's not reading like The Green Sheep with Henry, who's four.
There's no Spot going on.
No. What are you reading, Son?
I'm just reading about Bayesian probability for babies or nuclear physics for babies or organic chemistry for babies.
So this is a series of books, like as in The Internet for Dummies.
Yes.
But this is for babies.
Yeah.
Because babies want to know about the, what was it?
Bayesian
probability.
Which is what?
The probability of Jeff Bezos dying when he's shot into space.
It's the likelihood of something occurring. So if I had 10 cookies and you took a bite, would you get one that had a piece of candy on it or would you get a bite with nothing on it?
Question. Right.
Depending on how many candy cookies you have.
What is the difference between Bayesian probability and probability?
I don't know. I don't have a book about that. I only know what the books are telling me.
Yeah, okay.
It is probably just probability, maybe Bayesian.
Who was Bayesian?
I don't know.
Or are you just reading the word babies wrong?
No. So it's all about the posterior distribution of the cookies beforehand.
Is Henry your 4-year-old then understanding what posterior means?
Well, we've been reading him these books since he was 0 days old.
In the hospital, reading him Bayesian probability.
As soon as he came out, we thought, let's get on to evolution for babies so he understands important things.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
The importance of survival of the fittest.
Yeah, that's right. Natural selection, mate. If you're good enough, you'll make it.
I just put my kid in the room with the brothers and sisters and went, see how you go.
But don't keep, if you haven't got it after 4 years, I don't reckon you're just going to understand this book. Like, if you've been still going.
There's stuff that I didn't understand. Mm. So reading half of the books that
I've
read.
You didn't understand a book for babies.
No, well, I did. I am not 100% sure that I understood evolution. I think I thought that giraffes stretched their necks to reach leaves so that they could survive, but that's not how natural selection works. And this book taught me that.
That the small-necked ones die out.
Yes, the small-necked ones who can't get food aren't strong enough to keep living to have procreate and have more baby giraffes, and that's so imagine they if, die, imagine, and then the other ones survive.
Imagine if Henry grows up. So stupid.
He won't be. Are you not listening? We're reading Bayesian probability.
Also, Sondra is so competitive. If there's even a...
You know what you do.
Even a little slither of chance that he's not keeping up.
But one of the smarter kids in class.
I just want him to be happy. Jokes. No, I do, but also really good at everything.
No, Evie, don't draw with Henry. Draw with Sonda. Sonda's better at it.
The point was we started talking about how you wouldn't have been the first person, Sonda, to have learnt something from a kid's book. Most of us aren't learning about Bayesian probability, no. But you're reading a kid's book and you might learn something about a hippo or something about, you know, I don't know.
Have you not read your kids' books, mate?
You don't even know it.
You can't even. So basic compared to
you
that.
You can't even think of another animal's name.
I need to read a book, a kid's book. 13, 10, 60. Yes.
What's another animal's name?
Idiot parents. Yeah. What did you learn from your kid's book?
Churn. Great.
13, 10, 60.
You're very quiet.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo. And coming up very soon, the paper quiz.
But right now, we're talking about idiot parents who've learnt something from their kids' books. Emily, what did you learn from your kid's book?
Well, it's actually my husband. But
you're not the idiot, Emily.
No, I wouldn't have called it me. Yeah. My 3-year-old's teaching him things all the time because she's fascinated by the human body. So she got a book about the body from Santa, and she's been teaching him things like that milk teeth are called baby teeth. That's the word for them.
I did not know that baby teeth are called milk teeth.
Yeah.
I would have, if someone asked me, do you want some milk teeth? I would assume you're talking about lollies. I mean,
those
it'd be weird that they were selling me baby teeth anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd be offering you.
But yes, I would have thought they were lollies.
So they're the same thing. I guess that's because when you first grow, they're just sucking on milk, maybe.
Yeah.
They're not there to eat food.
Yeah, and then when hard stuff comes along, they disappear. Good on you, Em. Thank you. Should we go, forgive me about the pronunciation, is it Somo?
Yes, it's Somo.
SOMO. That's so fun to say. What did you learn from a kid's book?
So apparently Pluto is no longer a planet. It's a dwarf planet.
Well, haven't we had debates about this on the project? Because with
I think she's right. Or did it come back and become a planet again?
I thought it kept fluctuating. Because didn't we get old mate, the bachelor who also happened to, Matt Agnew.
Did he come on and tell you that it was a planet again?
He couldn't really tell us. Oh. We peppered him with about 10 questions and at the end it was like, ugh.
Maybe the Pluto is confused.
Yes. Somo, what's the difference between a dwarf planet and a planet?
Well, it's because there's other bigger planets than Pluto. So there's heaps and heaps of other, like, rocks and things. So they can't get Pluto to be, like, a proper planet because there are other planets in between Pluto and some sort of, like, belt or something.
I love you so much. Yeah. You know,
Pluto was no longer a planet, and I was in shock. I was like, what? And apparently it happened like years and years ago, and there was like a protest about it.
There was a protest.
That'll be in the next book.
Yeah. I wish I'd gone to the Pluto protest. Man, who you got, biggest?
Julia, what did you learn from your kid's book?
So it was a platypus storybook, really beautifully illustrated and whatever, but it had fun facts on like the other side of the pages, and it said that platypuses actually have a venomous sting for their prey or to protect them, which I didn't know. I didn't realise platypuses were venomous.
No, I thought they were so sweet and naive and innocent. I didn't realise that they could poison you.
They always get you. Are they called platypuses or are they platypi?
Oh, yeah, that I can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know either. We're
you usually
depth,
take one fun fact away. You don't like...
Fun fact. Fun fact.
That's what I'm reading, mate. Kiwi books.
Yeah, oh, no.
A fun fact.
It's a fun fact. Fact.
I can't say it now that I'm trying.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for Tassal Salmon, responsibly sourced Tassie salmon.
Tell you what I'm having tonight. Yep. Salmon patties, Bickers.
Oh,
yum.
That was like a childhood favourite in my household.
Did you have salmon patties?
I loved
what
a salmon patty.
What a funny household. Tuna mornay on croissants, didn't you?
Not on croissants.
What did you have them on? You had it on something.
Oh, vol-au-vents.
Yeah, just all words. And if you told me as a kid, if someone said to me as a kid, you're having tuna mornay on a vol-au-vent, I would think we were going to see Cirque du Soleil or something. Like I would not know that was food.
But you know what a salmon patty was?
Not when I was a kid.
Oh, kids will love it. In fact, if you're wondering what to have
yes.
for dinner, get some Tassal salmon patties in ya.
Yes. Hey, Bickers, up next. This is exciting. The old question of, well, the
How old
question.
Is too old?
The old question is perfect. Oh, my gosh. Did they do the do?
No, that's not how they conceived.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you getting a visual?
Yeah, I still am, though. I still am. Anyway, you'll find out how old next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you Tuesday afternoon and coming up a little bit later on, we're going to give someone a crack at $1 million.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Got some old bits for you to start with.
Do ya?
And by old, I don't mean from a few years ago. I mean, they themselves are elderly.
The bits are elderly.
The bits are elderly.
What are the
and
bits
the
doing?
Elderly bits had some very young bits. Two 70-year-olds in India have conceived their first child.
Isn't he 75?
She's 70. He's 75.
Wow.
Well, they're in their 70s, 7-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
They get bogged down in the details okay. when you Sorry. Get to that age. Isn't it all a bit of a blur?
Sure.
It makes them amongst the oldest parents in the world, one of the world's oldest new mothers.
Am I allowed to say it's gross?
We were having a conversation about at what point, obviously, we all encourage
people in their 70s to have kids? No, we don't.
Support women to choose what they want to do and when with their lives.
70?
But at what point do you say that feels like it's getting a bit
that
old?
That poor kid's going to be 10 and both his
That's
parents
the
are going
thing.
To be 10.
Yes, she doesn't have ID to prove that she is that age.
Oh.
but, I mean, I've had a little squeeze.
No, she's definitely.
Yes.
Even under good light.
The couple said they had almost zero chance of conceiving.
Yeah, they're 70 and yes. 75.
But even though she's gone through menopause, she's had a child.
Wow.
Yes. they were able to have a child through IVF, which can be effective after menopause. How is that one of the rarest cases they've ever seen?
Wow.
Yes. Speaking of wow,
yep.
Kanye West, he's changed his name.
To Conwow West?
No. Oh,
Kanye Wow.
Yee. Yay.
Yay?
Y-E. Is it just yay?
Yay, Kanye. Yeah, yay.
Oh, of course. I was thinking like, hee ye, hee ye.
G'day, yee.
Well, he was Yeezy for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So it's not that weird that I would say yee.
Sure. Yep.
Anyway, back in August, he filed change his name to Yay. The paperwork has finally gone through. But I was reading about him talking in 2018 about why he wants to call himself Yay. And he said, I believe Yay is the most commonly used word in the Bible. In the Bible, it means you. So I'm you and I'm us. It's us.
Not me, mate.
It went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just Yay, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, our everything.
I'm so
confused.
Pretty spot on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does Kanye mean what? The only one or something? Is that what he said?
That's what he says, Kanye, which means the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Well, you've got one more piece of news. I'm going to look up to see if there are other famous Kanyes.
Sure, sorry. You do that. Ryan Reynolds has announced he's taking a little sabbatical from acting. He's just released a new flick called Spirited through Apple TV Plus, and he posted on Instagram just saying, it's the perfect time for a little sabbatical from movie making. I'm going to miss every second of it, but, you know, I need a break or whatever. Blake Lively did what Blake Lively is wife does best, and she trolled him underneath his comments, because I don't know if you saw recently that Michael Caine said that he is going to retire from acting, and she wrote underneath, Michael Caine did it first.
Because, of course, Michael Caine is taking some time off so he can go have a baby, isn't he?
Is he?
No.
Oh. Just,
I meant with the elderly people from before he's on.
Carrie and Tommy. It's Tuesday, Arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yes,
Bickers. Feeling smart?
No, but that is okay. Sometimes intelligence hits us when we least expect it.
And remember, it's about the art of the conversation, this segment.
That was the
main aim of it originally.
Yeah, and then we got competitive.
Yeah. It is a quiz, I guess.
Number one. Which US town is nicknamed Music City?
New Orleans. Or is it? Yeah.
I would have thought.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, great.
Question number two, which game has variations known as Blitz and Bullet?
Is it Solitaire or
something?
Oh.
No.
Is there not like Blitz Solitaire or no?
I don't know. No? When was the last time you played Solitaire?
I remember when you got it, all the cards jumped across the screen, and at that time in my life it was thrilling, so I must have been real young.
So it's not something like a COD Blitz? Or anything? No.
Oh, I assumed it was like a...
old school game.
Yeah. Blitz and Bullet.
Yeah.
Is it Rummy or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Solitaire. Mm. Going with Solitaire? No?
Tommy, 21. No, feel confident.
Question number three.
Yeah?
I think Music City is in Tennessee.
I reckon that's good.
When I was in Memphis, I remember it being Music City.
Yeah.
Okay, Eli, Tennessee.
Is notoriously the most well-travelled member of our team.
Yes, so. Thank you, Eli, for using some of your prepaid credit there to patch into what appeared to be a modem call from 1992.
Do you also have the answer to what game has bullets and blitz?
Sudoku, he'll have it.
Blitz and bullet.
Yeah.
All of their characters. Is it Ratchet and Clank?
Oh.
I don't even know what any of that means.
I don't know
Ratchet
what I mean,
and Clank.
Yeah.
Can I ask a dumb question? Is Tennessee a state or a city?
So Memphis.
Oh, Memphis. Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think Memphis would be.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I know we shouldn't go back to the the kid in high school who happened to phone in the show just then.
Question number four. To which section of an orchestra does the trumpet belong?
The horn.
Brass. Oh, horn.
No?
Is it?
The brass.
Brass. Yeah, brass, horn, sure.
No, well, you have to pick one. I think it's brass. What's the horns then? Or are they not a section? It's just
wind?
A horn.
Because it's not.
Oh, the, no, the wind's like flute and clarinet and stuff, isn't it?
Oboe.
Sorry, woodwind.
Sorry, what an idiot I am.
All right, oh brass.
Question number five.
I thought brass was
not
like...
know a flute.
Yeah.
Drums, brass, that's percussion.
Yeah, of course. I just think of a brass band. I guess they're playing their trumpets, aren't they?
Okay.
Yeah.
I always Eli, can we get your
band.
Thoughts on this?
I went to band camp. How do I know what section I was in? Gosh.
You were flute.
I played the clarinet. Oh, clarinet. Yeah, I was windy.
Which food item is often called a sanger in Australia?
Sandwich. What is that as a question?
Oh, it's a godsend is what that is, I reckon. Question number one for our answers today. Ah, it is Tennessee, but it is not Memphis. It is Nashville.
Ooh.
Oh.
Question number two. Which game has variations known as Blitz and Bullet? It is chess.
Oh, not crank and ratchet.
What is crank and ratchet?
We're not on the board just yet, and we're at question three. Okay. Which planet in our
Sanger
solar system...
Get there.
Oh, I think I missed this question,
you
actually.
Did.
We're having an absolute mare today. Question number three. Which
it's
planet
bad when the guy that reads the questions even gets them wrong.
Which planet in our solar system is the hottest?
Oh, Uranus.
Saturn.
Oh,
no? I thought it was Saturn.
It'd be one of the closer ones, surely. Like
Mercury.
Uranus?
Yeah, Mercury or Venus.
Venus.
No. Yeah, one of those.
What well, you it? Have to pick one.
Venus.
Venus?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I feel like it's Mercury, which is closest to the sun. Isn't
Let's
it?
Go Mercury then.
I just thought there was stuff on... Yep, okay, sure.
Okay, we're going with Mercury?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, well...
Back to that. What was the answer?
Venus.
Oh, sorry.
Question number four. To which section of an orchestra does the trumpet belong? Still trying to get us on the board here. What did we say?
Something about carry at band camp.
They said brass, I said horn. No,
stick it in your brass.
Hey, guys, it is the brass.
Hey!
We're on the board. And, of course, a sanger is a sandwich. 2 out of 5. God, we're good.
Did you just make up the fifth question to give us hope?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at this afternoon. And coming up, we are going to try and give away $1 million.
Because do headlines ever get you? Do they ever make you
clickbait.
Laugh? Not fool you, make you laugh. You know how they're often puns or things
not
like
really.
That? Not really. No, me neither. This one really tickled my fancy because, did you know, Ed Sheeran's been out on a boozy night in
Has
London.
He?
Yeah, he was pictured getting on the gaspers, sucking back a cheeky durry, walking out of the restaurant with 2 bottles of wine in hand, smiling with just a group of lads.
Remember that?
Yeah, and they were wrestling each other. Just all fun, right?
They were wrestling
they
each
were,
other.
Yeah, they were wrestling
in
each other.
In the street.
Yeah, in the street. Ed was pretending to fall over. They were pretending to
Boys
catch him.
Are
no, they
funny
were catching
together,
him.
Aren't they?
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls are just screaming, wait, we don't hang out enough anymore. Oh, God, I'm vomiting in their handbags and hoping the others don't notice.
It's funny. Chris said the other day we'd been at a picnic. We went to say goodbye. And he said, women are so funny when they're saying goodbye. And I said, what do you mean? He said, guys, just go, all right, see ya. Because you were showing her your latest playlist as you were trying to say goodbye and then also saying 5 times we should catch up soon and
That's
try
I mean.
To organise a
you,
date.
I've been with women who all they say to each other the whole time is how they've missed each other and we should do this more, but they've got nothing to actually say in the present. It's just, oh, I can't believe we don't do this more. I know we don't do this enough. God, we should do this more. Like, why? You've got nothing to say to each other.
So anyway, back to Ed Sheeran and his fun night out.
Yes, because then he was so smoking a gasper, leaning against a tree, all fun.
Yeah.
And said in the caption, someone will have a sore Ed in the morning.
Funny,
got me.
Ed.
Got me, because is that funny or am I getting
it's
old?
It's funny. Yeah,
okay.
It's funny.
I do
yeah.
think hanging out with my 50-year-old housemate's really wearing on. I've started breaking out puns not around him.
Do you guys
he
wrestle at night?
We wrestle at night. We smoke gaspers leaning against trees and then we say to each other, why don't we do this more often?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I love a novelty shirt. Have you ever worn a novelty T-shirt? Oh, I mean, you're cutest in the universe.
Is you that go called to a one. Novelty T-shirt? Where
I
do
guess.
You get a novelty T-shirt from? I feel like I'm like fair.
Ever since
stuff.
I saw a big fat Indian man walking along the street wearing a T-shirt that said "the man" and an arrow pointing up to his face, and then "the legend" and an arrow pointing down to his crotch, I thought, aren't novelty T-shirts fantastic? I've done a quick search here. There's such thing as a picture of Santa, and it says, "I do it for the hose." That's pretty funny stuff. Yeah,
I had one of those. I went to Vegas, and all I brought was this lousy T-shirt. I'm ashamed to say I had a T-shirt like that.
It said it about yourself.
Yeah, I wore it.
Because aren't those meant to be...
Yeah, you bring them back
my,
to people.
My yes. Your wife went to yeah. Vegas and all...
Yeah.
But you...
I had a terrible time in Vegas.
And you went... I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Hang on, is this when we were there and I made you get a bucket of beers when you were fully
Actually,
pregnant?
That was a terrible time. You should never go to Vegas pregnant.
No, you should
pregnant.
Get pregnant in Vegas.
Oh,
here's another one.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't. No. Definitely don't. But you can just from swimming in the pool. I'm no expert of COVID-19, but this is The Cure, and then a picture of the band The Cure. Anyway, a woman has come unstuck for wearing a novelty T-shirt in London because she was wearing a T-shirt that just said knitter. She's obviously a proud knitter, and it said knitter.
Oh.
Across the chest, right? And she was so proud of wearing this T-shirt that she was walking on the road in the bus lane. Now, unfortunately...
Is that what you do when you're proud of a T-shirt?
Yes.
You go take a stroll
yes.
in the bus lane.
You think, I need this in the bus lane, because what the bus lane does is it takes photos of, things that aren't buses but are the size of cars. And so, unfortunately, this photo is taken...
Hold on. Why does it take photos of things that
because
are not buses?
Because if you're in the bus lane and you're not a bus, then you get fined. And there happens to be a family, and they're called Knighter, the Knighter family, and they have personalised plates over in London. And because her handbag strap was obstructing her T-shirt, the Knighter family got a fine saying, "You guys have been using the bus lane." They said, "We have not. We haven't even been in London." And they sent a photo, and it's this poor woman.
It's a woman with Knighter on her T-shirt. Yes. They thought she was a car.
Yes, and I thought, isn't this bad for the people that have been fined?
Offensive.
And they thought, no, it's bad for the woman who's been mistaken as
a car.
And she said, "I'm not a car, I'm a knitter."
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner, like responsibly sourced Tassel Tassie salmon. Switch it up, Australia, and get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.